Loan amortization is the process of paying off a loan with a series of periodic loan payments, whereby a portion of the outstanding loan amount is paid off or amortized with each payment. When a company or individual enters into a long-term loan, the debt is usually paid off over time with a series of equal periodic loan payments, and each payment includes the repayment of principal and an interest charge. The payments may be made monthly, quarterly, or even annually. Regardless of the payment frequency, the size of the payment remains fixed over the life of the loan. The amount of the principal and interest component of the loan payment, however, does not remain fixed over the term of the loan. Let's look at some examples to more fully develop the concept of amortization. For our first example, consider a company that plans to borrow $50,000 for 5 years. The company's bank will lend the money at a rate of 9% and requires that the loan be paid off in 5 equal end-of-year payments. Calculate the amount of the payment that the company must make in order to fully amortize this loan in 5 years. To determine the annual loan payment, input the relevant data and compute the payment. N equals 5, interest rate equals 9, present value equals negative 50,000. Compute the payment, which equals $12,854.62. Thus, the loan can be paid off in 5 equal annual payments of $12,854.62. Please note that the future value equals 0 in this computation because the loan will be fully paid off after the 5 payments have been made. For a second example, let's use the loan described in the preceding example and determine the payment amount if the bank requires the company to make quarterly payments. The quarterly loan payment can be determined by inputting the relevant data and computing the payment. N equals 5 times 4, or 20. Interest rate equals 9 divided by 4, or 2.25. Present value equals negative 50,000. Compute the payment, which equals $3,132.10. Finally, let's discuss how to construct an amortization schedule to show the interest and principal components of the end-of-year payments for a 10% 5-year $10,000 loan. The first step in doing this is to compute the amount of the loan payments. This is done by entering the relevant data and computing the payment. N equals 5. Interest rate equals 10%. Present value equals negative $10,000. Compute the payment, which equals $2,637.97. Thus, the loan will be repaid with 5 equal $2,637.97 end-of-year payments. Each payment is made up of an interest component, profit to the lender, plus the partial recovery of loan principal, with principal recovery being scheduled so that the full amount of the loan is paid off by the end of year 5. The interest component of this first payment is simply the 10% rate times the beginning balance of $10,000, which is $1,000. This means that $1,647.97 of the first end-of-year payment goes to reduce the principal value, so that at the end of the year, the outstanding principal on the loan is $8,362.03. The second year interest is 10% of this remaining balance, which is $836.20. Subtracting this amount from the second end-of-year payment will give us the amount of the principal reduction the second year. Continuing in this fashion, we can construct a schedule of the amortization of the loan.